Book 4 ends with Chapter 9, which is on the agricultural systems, which are being contrasted with the mercantile systems. The title of this chapter is quite long. We can just call it Of the Agricultural Systems, and it's really about the French physiocrats and an economist known as François Quesnay. Most of all, I suggest you view our video on Quesnay and the physiocrats elsewhere in the History of Thought class. Smith explains how it is that the physiocrats viewed agriculture as the true source of net revenue and net wealth in an economy. I would argue, in fact, that Smith's exposition of the physiocrats, in fact, is easier to follow than the physiocrats themselves. And you can see, of course, how this contrasts with the mercantile system, which is looking to trade and exporting as a source of net gain. The system of the physiocrats was stressing that it's agriculture which needs to be freed up rather than artificially encouraging industry. And as I've mentioned before, this is a view that had really a significant influence on Smith. Smith lays out what he sees to be the physiocrats' argument for free trade. If you truly view agriculture as the source of net productivity in an economy, well, you want that net productivity to have as high a purchasing power as possible, and that will suggest having relatively low or cheap prices for tradable goods, which you will get from free trade. You'll note that Smith's own case for free trade, in fact, encompasses this point, but is actually a fair amount broader. After a great deal of exposition of the views of the physiocrats, Smith indicates where he parts company, and that has to do really with the manufacturers and merchants. The physiocrats see those groups as essentially sterile or unproductive, and Smith makes some arguments that the physiocrats are underrating the role of manufacturers and merchants. In particular, Smith notes that these individuals, they maintain their basic capital, and thus they are more productive, say, than menial labor. He notes that they produce useful goods and services, and he stresses that manufacturers and merchants further the division of labor in an economy. Now, this is an extremely tricky discussion because in Smith's own Book 2, Chapter 3, and you can go back and re-listen to the video on that, Smith himself argued that agriculture was in some ways more productive than manufacturers and merchants. So here we have Smith trying to stake out a middle ground, claiming that the physiocrats have gone too far, while at the same time there is some way in which agriculture yields you a higher net surplus. I don't think Smith actually quite succeeds in walking this fine line, and when it comes to the issue of just how productive are manufacturers, merchants, and other traders, I think that Smith's discussion in Book 4 comes closer to the truth than what he wrote in Book 2, Chapter 3. In any case, Smith was a great admirer of the work of Quesnay and the physiocrats, and in this chapter he described it as, quote, the nearest approximation of the truth, and he praises the physiocrats for having brought about freer agricultural trade in France. Book 4 now closes, and right at the end of this chapter, Smith indicates that his main topics for Book 5 will be the proper functions of government and also how to raise revenue.